Okay, Okay, we're going to start. Just before we begin Chumash here, our good friend Rav Avram Levitt has an announcement.
Hi, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The YUSSR office, which I have been helping out, mentioned that this is a very good time to raise money for that organization, for Russian Soviet Jewry. We need help, whether you want to buy tickets, but we also need help selling the tickets at the Soy's Farm Sale. So if anyone wants to volunteer to help, you know, to get together and make groups of friends for this very noble cause, so that we shouldn't forget about our Jewish brethren in Russia, should please come to me and we'll organize something. We're having shifts there. Whatever help you can do to be there, to help sell the tickets and raise money, it's a very big help, and it shows the activists, shows that putting your thought to action.
Okay, Rabbi Sai. Okay. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, of course, is about the Mishkan. And, you know, a lot of the things of the Mishkan, you know, on a superficial level, are not relevant as man as we don't have a Mikdash, we don't have a Mishkan. But if you look at a lot of the parts of the Mishkan and you study them in depth, you'll see that a lot of the ideas and the symbolisms in the Mishkan are very relevant, even b'zman hazeh. The Torah says, "V'asu aron atzei shitim, masayim v'chetzi arko v'mochetzi rochbo v'mochetzi komoso." You make the aron. Then the Torah continues on page 3, Pasuk Tazayin. What do you do with the aron? V'asate el aron es ha'edus asher etein elecha. So then, what you do is, you put the edus, the luchos, and the luchos are put in the aron. So first you have the aron, then you put the luchos in the aron, and then step 3 is Pasuk Zayin, v'asisa kaporas zahav tohar. And step 3 is you should have a covering to the aron. That's the kaparis. The kaparis was the covering of the aron. That's step 3. Step 4 is vasisa shnayim kruvim. And on top of the covering is the two kruvim, the two angelic figures that are hovering on top of the aron. So Pasha Pshat, there are 4 steps here. You build the aron, then you place the luchos in the aron, then you put the kaparis on top of the aron, and then you put the kruvim on top. Now, clearly, the fact that I said it's 4 steps is really not so. Because if you look at Pasuk Yud Ches on page 3, it says, "Asisa shnayim kruvim zav, miksha ta'ase osa mishnei ktsos hakaporis." Says Rashi on page 3, "Miksha ta'ase, shelo ta'ase bifnei atzmam, utechabim roshe kaporis lachas yosim kimasa tzorfim, helatil azav harbe, betchilas asiyas hakaporis, v'hakim apadish b'kordis." Whereas it's not pshat that you made the covering, the kaporis, and then you separately made the two images, and then you glued it on, or you know, adhered it on to the kaporis. That's not the way it was done. It was in the original formation of the covering of the kaporis was made the two figures from the original formation. So the original formation of the cover, it was banged out that there should be a cover with the two angelic figures on top of it, and the angelic figures were part of the cover. They're coming out of the cover, but it was one piece of gold. It wasn't something that was added later on. So we have to understand what this idea is. What do we? First of all, we'll see more. But one idea we have to understand is what is this notion that the Torah wanted us to go ahead and make the kaporis and the kruvim from one piece of gold. I'm sure it's much easier if you just make a flat piece of cover, and then separately make the images, and then later on put the images on top of the kaporis. But the fact that, you know, that it has to be one chativa achas with the kaporis is interesting. Why the Torah required, as we will discuss later in the shiur. But that's the so it's basically three stages. Then it's the aron, then the luchos in the aron, and then on top is the kaporis with the kruvim together. The three stages. Good. And that's the way it goes. However, you look further on, continue on. We have another pasuk, Chaf Aleph. And the pasuk Chaf Aleph says, V'nasata es ha-kapores al ha-oron milmalo, shel ha-oron titenes ha-edus asher teine lecha. Here, the order, so two questions. Number one, as Rashi points out, l'chora, this pasuk is totally repetitive. What do I learn from this pasuk? This pasuk now says, now you put the kaparis on, and then you put the aron in. Right? I knew that before. I mean, give us some credit. I mean, we just had it in the pesukim in Tazayin, and this is Chaf Aleph. Right? It's only five pesukim later. You're already repeating the same thing. So that's the second problem. Besides the issue why it's a mixture, second question, what's a repetition? And then Rashi discusses that. Lo yadati lama nichpal, and he has a little discussion of that. And then furthermore, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it's pointed out, is a little difficult, because the order of having the aron and then putting the luchos in the aron and then having the kaporos on top is changed over here. Here it says you have an aron, and then put the kaporis on top, and then put the luchos inside. Which is a strange way of saying it, because obviously, you, when the lid's on, you're not going to have the aron. You're going to first have the aron, then put the luchos in, then put the lid on. So it's a strange order that's being said over here. Rasatas akaporas ala aron, and the aron titain. It should say rasata first. Rasata is ha'edus betocha aron. Then, like it said in the first pasuk, what's this change? So the pasuk of aleph is l'chor totally extra, and the order of things in pasuk of aleph is begging explanation. The Maral Mitrag, in his Perush on Gur Aryeh, seeks to discuss. Okay, so we have many problems here. We have the question, what's the idea of the miksha? Why does it have to the kruvim and the kaparis be from one unit? What's the necessity of the extra pasuk? And what's the order in the extra pasuk? So the Maral Mitrag now is going to focus on the repetition of the Pasuk Chaf Aleph. What do we gain by knowing a second time that the Aron, that the Eidus is in the Aron, that the Luchos are placed in the Aron? So says the Maral, Rashi says Lo Yadati, right? So he here, Lo Yadati Lama Lo Yada. Ki lefi daiti inyan gadol yesh lilmot. He says that there's something very important that you can learn from the repetition. The fact that the aron had to be, that the luchos had to be in the aron. Do you aid is ma'achim is the aron? Shim lo kosov hava mina di main aid is the aron. The Eitzel Choshen Gamkin Ksiv Nosata El Choshen Asaurim Vesatumim Fil Hachi Bevay Sheni Afim Ein Urim Haya Choshen Hachanami Shem Afal Gav Dein Luchos Yase Oron Kovil Shchina Al Ze Omar Od Vesata El Oron Asaidus Shana Allah Vakosuv Lakif.
Okay, we know like this. We know that the Torah tells us in the Sefer Chagai, the Erzabo v'ichabda. The Torah, the pasuk says in Chagai that about the bayis sheni that it won't be as great as the first bayis, but still I'll like it too, v'ichabda, and I'll get covered from it. So when the word ichabda, the Gemara points out in Yuma, you look in the pasuk in Chagai, ichabda is spelled aleph chav beis dalet without a hey. Rather hate. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that the symbolism is that there were five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni. That they had it in Bayis Rishon, they didn't have it in Bayis Sheni. We're not going to discuss all five, but let's focus on two of them now. The Luchos, they didn't have the Luchos in Bayis Sheni. There's a question where what they were. They maybe in the basement, maybe someplace else. But they weren't in the Kodesh Kodesh. The Urim V'Tumim, which was the Shem Hashem written out on a piece of material. You had the Shem Hashem written out. Also, you didn't have in Bayis Sheni. Now, the Urim V'Tumim were put in the chest apron of the Choshen of the Kohen. It held that piece of material that had Shem Hashem was put in there. So question is, if you don't have Urim V'Tumim, do you still have to put on that cloak on the Kohen's chest? So yeah, he still, even though there's no Urim V'Tumim, but still, the Kohen had to wear all the big day kahuna, including that beged that was on his chest, the Choshen, that carried that piece of Shem Hashem. However, says the Maral Miprag, that by Bayis Sheni, when there was no Luchos, there also was not no Aron. Because the whole function of the Aron is to house the Luchos. If you don't have the Luchos, there's no Inyan in having an Aron. How do I know that? Why don't you say maybe there's still put the Aron there, Kavod HaShechina, to put the Aron there. Why not? So he says that's why the Torah repeats. And Pasuk Chaval, if it's a repetition, the Torah repeats to tell us that the Luchos were in the Aron. It says it twice. So we have a concept in Halacha, in Kodshim, of Shana Alav HaKosuv La'akev. That if the Torah repeats something in certain areas in Halacha, the purpose of the repetition is to teach me that this requirement is absolute and not only Lechatchila. So therefore the Torah says twice, put the Luchos in the Aron. Put the Luchos in the Aron. So that teaches us that no, if there's no Luchos, there's no Aron. By the Choshen, when it says to put the Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen, it only says it one time. So that doesn't necessarily mean that it's Li'ikuva. So by other areas, say you had a, you know, say Lu Yitzhak, you wouldn't have Lechem upon him. You'd still have a Shulchan. Whereas the Shulchan exists as the Shulchan, even if the Lechem upon him is not there. Right? Because it's part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, is the Shulchan, is the Mizbeach. But the Aron, if there are no Luchos, then what? Then there's no Aron. There's no Luchos, there's no Aron. And where do we learn that out? From the fact that the Torah repeats the Pasuk twice. That's the concept of Shana Alav HaKosuv La'akif. Okay, and that's what the Maral writes here in the Gurariyah. And he was mechaving to others. Others have said this as well. And this also is pointed out. It's something that the Ramban discusses, you know, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. On page 6. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Siva HaKohanim Lilbosh Begodim Yuchadim. There's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to get dressed up in special Big Day Kahuna. That was one of the Tayyag mitzvahs, is Kohanim should wear the Big Day Kahuna. That's how the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says in mitzvah Lama Gimel. So the Ramban on the top of page 6 says he's not so sure. He says, "Because of a Rav mitzvah Lama Gimel, should it stavu a kohanim lobosh begodim v'gdul v'chavod faz yovdu b'mikdash v'omer yisala v'asisa b'gdei kodesh l'orah l'chicha." But even though the Rambam quotes wearing Big Day Kahuna as what? One of the Taryag mitzvahs, the Bahag does not. Why not? This is not a separate mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kahuna. It's a mitzvah to bring korbanos. So a requirement to bring korbanos is that the Kohen should be dressed up in the special begodim to be makriv the korban. So it's not a separate mitzvah of the atzma. It's what? It's a hechsher to the mitzvah of the avoda. So in the course of this discussion, Ramban on page 7 on the top look at the top line on page 7. Whereas you don't count the shulchan, the mizbeach, and the menorah, the fact that you have to build a shulchan and a mizbeach and menorah as a mitzvah with me'atzma. Why? Because it's only a heksher mitzvah to what? To the lechem haponim and to the avoda. However, says the Ramban in the first arrow, he says, but the Aron is different. The Aron is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not like the other kelim that are not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Aron is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's listed separately. But you don't list the Mizbeach as a mitzvah of the atzma. You don't list the menorah. Because when you list the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, that includes having the menorah. You list the mitzvah of Lechem upon him, that includes having a shulchan. But the Aron is different. So you see here another distinction with the Aron. That not only the Maral Miprag says that the Aron is what? Is not there when there are no luchos. The Aron also is unique from everything else in the fact that the Aron is a mitzvah of the atzma according to Ramban. The Rambam elsewhere says it's part of the mitzvah of Binyan Abayis like the other kalim, but that's what the Ramban says over here. That, yeah, there's a special mitzvah in having an Aron. In fact, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim on page 10 Apirion Asholo HaMelech Shlomo.
Me'atze halavanon. Pashup Shad is it's referring to the Binyan Abayis. That he made a house, a piryon, a house for God, from the Atze Halavanon, from the wood of Lebanon. Referring to the Mishkan, it's referring to the Mikdash, etc. So there's one opinion in Chazal, in the Medrash Rabbah and Shir HaShirim on page 11, Dover Acher Piryon Ze'orun. That Apirion is not referring to the Mikdash or the Mishkan as a full structure, but the Apirion is the Aron. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi Omer Lamel Shailo, he gives you a mashal to a melech, Shailo Bas Noah Mishubachas V'chasuda, that a king had a daughter, so he wants to make her a nice house to live in, a place to stay. Bas no mishubach chadudo amar asula parvayim mutav shira no yeshal biti min parvayim. But you should build her a structure to be in, to that she could be have a makom tsanua, a nice place, but a tsanua place. Kacha Torah no mishubachas v'chasuda amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a beautiful Torah, beautiful luchos. So let's build a house for the luchos, namely the aron. Asula aron shira no yeshal Torah min aron. So you see, as pointed out, you see from this medrash that Aaron wasn't a separate kli. It was specifically for the Eidus, which the Sefer Shemotzi Shalom Rav says bolsters this idea. This medrash bolsters the idea of the Maral that Shana Lav Akosu La'akev, that no Aaron, no Luchos, no Aaron. Okay, good. Now, Rabosai, I'd like to derech hamachshava, a little bit drush, based on the idea that the Baba Varebi Zatzal based himself on the beginning of from a Rabbeinu Bechaya, and then builds on it as well. And I think to put it all together, we could, in other words, this is all nice. Okay, these are historical facts and halachas about the Aron, but what does it have to do with the real life? Oh. So we know, first of all, before we look in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, we know the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, says that a Talmud Chacham has to be Tochel Kibarom. That a Talmud Chacham has to be sincere inside and outside. He can't just look as a pious person outside and inside he's not. He has to be Tochel Kibarom, and the Gemara learns it out from the fact, the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Beis, the fact that there was Zohav, the Bachutz Bifnim, right? That the Aron, there was three things: the inside of gold, then the wood, and then the outside of gold. And the Gemara says, you see from here that a kol talmud chacham sheinu tochel gebaro is einu talmud chacham. So the Gemara is the first place where we see idea of comparing an aron to a person. Right, it's comparing it to the talmud chacham. Rabbeinu Berachaya goes further and says, "Val derech haseichel va'asur aron." Page 13, yitachin lefarsh inyan ha'aron shabo haluchos habris va'kaporos ha'shalom shnei kruvav shu romez l'shlosh advarim sheish ba'adam. That the aron represents human being, haguf, his body, hanefesh, his neshama, ve'haseichel, and his intellect. V'irmoz l'tachlis ha'gmul ha'tov ha'schar ha'otzum ha'shalem yidiyas ha'torah. Ki aron haya mi'atzei shittim v'midbar. In other words, the wood of the aron, the atzei shittim, that's the physical body of the human being. Remez l'guf ha'odam. V'arba tabos sheba aron. Right, you have the four rings on the aron. Kineged arba yisodu sheba'guf ha'odam she'imambidim v'nosim oso. That's, as he points out, the Eish Ruach HaMayim. There's different parts of creation of the Ruach, Mayim, Eish, that help man survive. U'shnei brichim b'tabos k'neged shnei chutim, and the and you have the two brichim in the tabos are connected the nose, the nostrils. Shnei luchos shabo connected shnei evarim yichadim shagufa adam shabehem yikaba chokmas haTorah, and the shnei luchos are connected the moach and the lev, right? The mind and the heart. Ushnei kruvim is the nefesh and the seichel. But the point being that the whole structure of the Aron, again, the Gemara Yuma already talked about the Talmud Chacham, but here the Rabbeinu B'chaya is comparing the Aron and its different parts. The Shnei Brichim are the two nostrils, the four rings are the four things that support man, the water and the Aretz, etc. So the Aron is his mind and heart, the inner part of a person, and that's the Luchos HaEdus. And what's the Kaporis? So look in the second arrow. Kaporis miloshen kapara, uchuvasu l'sharsa. That Kaporis is the idea of kapara and tshuva. Yefshar b'liya kapara. That's the ability of man to have kapara, and to do tshuva, and to return to God. Okay? So that's how the Rabbeinu B'chaya explains. So based on this Rabbeinu B'chaya, even though the Baba Rebbe didn't say that it was Rabbeinu B'chaya, he just says from Svarim, but Rabbeinu B'chaya is definitely one of them that makes this analogy. And it's a question, let me give you a preface of the discussion here. We know the Pasuk in Tehillim says Sur Meirav Asei Tov. Right? You should leave the bad and do the good. So there is a discussion in the Svarim, in the various Hasidic Svarim, is that the order that it has to be done in? But on one hand, one could say, like the Pasuk in Tehillim, that's quoted here on page 20. Right, Hashem says to the Rasha, why do you have to learn Torah? Why do you have to be Mesaper my chukim? And that idea is the idea that certain Sfarim have, that there's a specific order. That a person is meluchlach b'chait, so he shouldn't start indulging himself in Torah. But first, he has to get care of the Sur Meira. And then, he should what? He should do the Asei Tov. That approach, perhaps could work for certain people. But for other people, and I think for most people, as we'll see, as the Baba Rebbe says, and we'll see from various other Sfarim, is perhaps not necessarily the best approach. Sometimes, perhaps, the idea is that a person had a past and he did things that weren't so great. And of course, ultimately, his goal ultimately is to do a tshuva shleima for all his averus. But not that he has to wait. No. To finish the whole tshuva process before he can get into the Asei Tov. Perhaps sometimes the recommended way is to start involving yourself in Asei Tov. Putting good content into your life. If a person, and Mimela, eventually the Ra will dissipate, and then you'll be able to even do good tshuva on that. In fact, the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel is one of the most famous Hasidic Svarim from the Shinova on page 17, says that this gufa was the debate between Yosef and Yaakov. We know that Yosef and Yaakov when it came to blessing the children, Ephraim and Manasseh, so Yosef says, well, Manasseh is the Bechor, so put your right hand on him. And Yaakov responds, no, Yadati, Yibini, Yadati, but still, Ephraim's coming first. So what was this machlokas between Yaakov and Yosef? There's a lot that's said, but his approach is the following. Look under the page 17, the top of the fourth column. Tzarech lehavin be'ezes svara nechlaku Yaakov v'Yosef. What was the debate whether Ephraim should come first or Manasseh? Yesh lomar dine Yosef atzadik haisa svar shalo demisha who wrote selashuv lasus tshuva tzarech mikodim l'sakein mashi ives. Whereas first you want to do tshuva, first make amends with all your past. Totally do a tshuva shlema to everything you did in the past. And then get involved in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. He calls man she'enu masakin mashachata, zoha ma'asim tov she'usa enu karoi. It's not a proper ma'asim if it's done by somebody who still didn't do tshuva. Aval Yaakov Avinu hayalu svar acheres. He said no. The Misha wrote the lasas tshuva. Yase mikanu lahaba mitzvus umaisim tovim. No, don't wait until you finish all the tshuva from the past. You can first start to learn. Who knows when you'll ever get to learn? You know what you got to do? You got to start with maisim tovim now. So that's pshat. Okay, lakach Yosef as Ephraim b'mino mismol v'Yisrael as Menashe b'smol min Yisrael. Kedesh yivarch as Menashe b'inshalo ki Menashe m'loshen Nashani elokim. What does Menashe mean? Menashe is Nashani. What does Nashani mean? To forget. Means Yosef says Menashe comes first. In other words, the idea of shikha, the idea of forgetting the bad, that has to be first. Then you can get to Ephraim with lashon parah v'ravah to have positive offspring and positive good deeds. But first, take care of the bad. Do Menashe first, then Ephraim. Aval Yaakov Avinu says no. Sikel es yodav v'yoshes yimino al rosh Ephraim kidei levarech es madreges Ephraim shu ikar shu loshen parav araba, meaning to be fruitful in actions. Shim rotzu lasus tshuva yirbe b'torah of mitzvahs mayom alayla v'hala v'lo yamti nad shi yisakin mashachata. Vayomer Yosef al aviv lo ken avi ki zeh habechor. But Yaakov says no, I know that, but the way that you're going to succeed is by doing the Aseh Tov. Just don't worry, eventually it'll fall in place, but don't cast aside, don't be miyaser yourself and kill yourself for all that you did in the bad. Just mischaret and move forward. And the Torah, the Koach HaTorah, the fact that you're going to feed yourself with positive spiritual nourishment by doing Torah Ma'asim Tovim, that's going to be the first step. And then you'll finish off with the Sur Meira. And that's the famous Gemara, this famous Medrash in Eicha, the Psicha of Eicha on page 19. If you're osek b'torah, ha'mor sheba machzira l'mutov. That a person's osek b'torah, the mor, the light, the spiritual light that's kindled, is going to be machziru. Is going to be machziru l'mutov. Oh. So that's the yisod that the Divrei Yecheskel says of Yaakov Avinu of doing the Sur Meirah later. Again, but and starting with the Aseh Tov. So says the Baba Varebi. Now we can understand the Psukim by the Arun, page 15. Me'ata yisparish etev mikra kodesh. And now, Tosuk Rishon makdim nasata el arona se'edus. Right? Whereas we have one pasuk that says, talks about the aron, then the luchos, then the kaparis. Another pasuk talks about the aron, then the kaparis, and then the aron, right? Those were the steer and the psukim. Name of Vorb is Svarim, and the Svarim I found was the Rabbeinu Bechaya, maybe there are other Svarim as well. The Aaron Romez al Bnei Yisrael. That's the human being. Ashel Bilvava Munacha Edus, Shua Torah. That the human being has the Moach, the Seichel, the Torah inside of them. Vakaparas Morel Atshuva, Vacharata, and Machaparas Avot. Al Pizeh. The pasuk is telling you, the first pasuk is teaching you how to do tshuva. But may his kenaris orchel v'nei Hashem arotze b'tshuva. B'tchila, the first thing, v'nasata el orunas ha'edus. Where it's put positive things. You were involved in negative activities. Do positive things. Gluchos. Ben odom mamokom, ben odom lachavero. Ki reishis takanoso, hu loses as a Torah betoch libo. That's the first thing. As the Medrash says, v'amor sheba, the more sheba, the light of the Torah, tachzireu lamutov. That's gonna bring you back. Then you'll have kaporas zahavtar. Then later on you'll be able to have a full tshuva and a full kapara. But don't wait for the full tshuva and full kapara before you're going to put an aron in your heart, or before you're going to do ma'isim tovim. She has a tshuva shleima mitzvah chaper al mosav. He has b'chir zahavtar. The second pasuk is talking about the person who already pasuk sheni makdim k'tuv nosel kapores chakach la'arom achrei sheyiskel lasus shuv shleima karoy. In other words, the person started out with the first pasuk. He wasn't so good, so he puts the Torah in. Now he'll get to the stage of tshuva shleima. So what the second pasuk is saying, that after you have the kaporis and after you have the tshuva shleima, so now you're going to put the aron in again, because now when you're going to learn Torah, the Torah is going to be even on a higher level. But that doesn't mean that if you don't have that Torah, the higher level of coming from a person that's so holy, that you paralyze yourself. No, begin with the first pasuk. Begin putting in the Mor Sheba. Then you'll come to the stage of kaporis, of kapara, of tshuva. Then you'll put the aron in again, and then you'll have the shechina shora. But don't wait. Don't paralyze yourself. Don't have a guilty conscience about your past. Of course, you have to have charata for what you did. You don't want to do it, but don't live in guilt. Because if you live in guilt, then you can always be paralyzed, and then you're never going to go on. Just go ahead, learn the Torah, do the Ma'isim Tovim. Amar Shabbat, Machsira Lamutov. Because if you put that content inside of you, so then that's going to help you. So now I think we can go back, Rabbi Osai, and we still didn't answer the question of the miksha. We'll get to that. But now that we can go back and understand why Aron is a mitzvah for the asma, derech hadrush. Because Aron is different than anything else. Aron's the human being. As we'll see, we'll discuss Bez Hashem on Shabbos, that the rest of the Aron represents the world. The Kiyor is the ocean, and the menorah is the sun, right? But where's the human being? That's the Aron. The Aron is the human being. And the idea is, if there's no luchos, there's no Aron. Because what's the human being? The human being is his inner content. That's really the human being. It's not just a physical body. The human being is, what are his maisim? What is bein adam l'chavera? What is bein adam l'mokom? When there's no luchos, there's no aron. Because when there's no tochen pnimi, then what do you have? So that's the soul of a human being, is fill in your tochen pnimi. Do things. Do meisim. This is a world of asiya. Don't paralyze yourself to say, I'm not Roy, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm an avarian. Just do it. Do good things. Do tzedakah. Do chesed. Do ben adam l'chaveiro. Just don't wait. Put in the arum first. Then you'll have a kaporis later. V'amor shabo machziru l'mutav. So memela. Now we understand. The Aron is different than every Aron mitzvah v'atzma. Aron, like the Maral said, there's no edus, there's no tochen panimi. Then what's the mensch worth? Then there's no Aron. That's the Adam. Also, now we have to understand one more thing. Why did the Kruvim have to be part of the Kaporis? Why couldn't it be a separate thing and then adhere it on later? Oh. So first let's see the famous Gemara in Bava Basra. There are other things here that are in the packet about this idea of the Sur Meirav Vasei Tov. You can take a look. We're not going to have time to get into it right now, but you can. Says the Gemara in Bava Basra in Tzadi Tessa Mar Aleph, the famous Gemara. Right? Were the Kruvim facing each other, or they were facing the bias? Were they looking at each other, or were they looking both parallel to the bias and not to each other? So we have one pasuk that says Pneim Yishal Achiv. Techad Omar Pneim Labayis. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha, kam bizman she Yisrael osim mitzono shel makom, kam bizman she ein Yisrael osim mitzono shel makom." They were that they're different. We'll discuss Bez Hashem on Shabbos what their kruvim represent. But this Gemara is saying that the kruvim, one kruv represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one kruv represents. That's how you could learn this Gemara. One kruv represents Klal Yisrael. So that's the one way you could understand this Gemara. So when they're facing each other, that's Bizman Shah Yisrael Sudim Mitzono Shal Mokum. When they're facing away from each other, Khan Bizman Shwat, Shayn Yisrael Sudim Mitzono Shal Mokum. So I saw the Sefer Parperis Moshe points out the following. You look inside, it's the last page. But the Vortis, he says like this, is the point of that the Kaporis, that the Kruvim should be part of, to show me that even when Klal Yisrael is Einom Osim Mitzono Shel Mokom, but there's still Miksha Achas with the Kaporis and with the Aron. Whereas there's still Dovak L'Shechina. A Jew is Dovak L'Shechina even if, when he's not Osim Mitzono Shel Mokom. So you should never think that someone is so far gone that there's no help for him. That's why the Kruvim were always had to be Miksha Achas with the Kaporis. To show that even the Yid, when he's not Osi Mitzrona Shal Mokum, he's still Dovak L'Shechina. Look at the paragraph. Roim Mikan Dover Nifla Shigam Bizman Shalo Osi Mitzrona Shal Mokum Anu Adayim Nechshovim Kemiksha Achas Ima Shechina Kein Tzorik Sheshnei Akruvim Yumiksha Achas Ushein Osi Mitzrona Shal Mokum Tzorik Lagia Lanes Kidei Shehapchu Paneim Hainu Kidei Laharos Lano Shafal Pish Anu Chotim La Osi Mitzrona Shal Mokum Mikom Mokum Anu Ritzuyim Adayin Lefanov Vanu Miksha Achas Ima Shechina. And that's the opinion of Rameyer in the Gemara Kedushin Lamidvav, that Klal Yisrael is called Banim L'Makom even if not Osim Ritzono Shel Makom. Kol Zabok Kedei Shelo Nitzyayish. You should never give up. V'nachshav Shebein Kach Anu Lo Ritzuyim V'nei Makom. You should never feel that your mom is so far gone, because you're always connected to the Shechina. You're always Miksha Achas with the Kaporis and the Aron. You're always connected. You might not be doing the right thing, but you're still connected, and therefore you can come back just as easily. You come back just as easily. And that, Rabosai, I think is the big yisod. Because everyone in life has aliyos and yeridos. Some people, so mamish were out of it sometimes in their lives, or feel have guilty consciences about things that they've done or still do or whatever. But that's not the proper attitude. Ezra Shem, one day everything, there'll be a kapara gemura for everything. But don't let that paralyze you. Don't get depressed and let that paralyze you. Put in the aron. Go forward. keep doing good things, and then all the bad things that were in the past or will still be in the present will eventually dissipate. The worst thing is a person just paralyzes himself or is waiting to get on this high madrega before he's originally going to put on in the Aron. That's not the Mahalach. That's what Yaakov says to Yosef, Yadati b'ni Yadati. Yosef, you're wise, but I'm the father. I know more. Ephraim comes first. Paravarav, be fruitful. Do things. Do positive actions. And worry about the Menashe later. Worry about the eradication of the total bad. That'll come. But don't let that paralyze you. And that's, Rabosa, the yisod of the Aron is, as we said, the Demus HaAdam. The Aron is the Demus HaAdam. And this is the Hadracha of the Chozrei B'Tshuva.